going over the pieces, because even though Pesach is usually Yom Kippur, he still mentions many basic halachas. Agavur. Uminayim sha'avdishta. How do you know that the Rishon is in possession of the Shtar? So Pesach says, Sikashi, why can't we learn now so he's a little bit still he's a little bit so an issue is weakness, his weakness to be a certainly should be looking the star. In other words, Omo Brio is cow. The initial is homo, because he more quickly, more apt to be meekness than the normal real. So homo real, which is less apt to be meekness. So his meekness bishtah, so initial is more apt to be meekness, certainly should be meekness bishtah. There's the kawahe. So he says, no, we couldn't learn out Kalachema from Omer Vriyo. Hode Mishudomo Gufo Midiiska Shla Acheres Nafkelo Mikama. How do, according to Oman Doma, so the reason, how do we know that Omer Vriyo is written in Shta? Because the Torah says, Im Acheres Yikachlei, Sheo Ksuso Vimoso Vimikha. Itishal Acheres. What do you mean, Acheres Yikachlei? It means the wife. So Yitishal Acheres. Ma Acheres is Yitzhak Bishtar. Afomo Vriyo is also Yitzhak Bishtar. So Mele, we couldn't learn out in Kalvachena. In Kalvachena from Omo Vriyo, because that would be a fallacious argument. It would be circular reasoning. In other words, because how do we know that the Omer Vriyo is Mitnei Bishtar? Because we know Elisha is Mitnei Bishtar. But so how can you deduce the Elisha is Mitnei Bishtar from the fact that Omer is Bishtar? Well, the fact that Elisha is Mitnei Bishtar is the basis and the secret as why Omer Vriyo is Mitnei Bishtar. It would be a circular reasoning. All right, that's very simple. Chode Mishundomo Gufo Miniski Zacheres Nafko Rekam. But there is another mandoma who says that we learn how to Montrio is Mishun Bishtar from the Posit Lusetsu to Teisa Abodi. So she's not really safe in the opinion of Abodi, but she's Mikneis in the Kiyan of Havori. Of Havori's 90. Of Havori's 90. Now, one of the Kiyanim of the 90 is Ishtar. So, when say to Kiyas Havori, Mago Mikneis in the Kiyan of Havori. Kiyan of Havori's 90. So that means, just as the 90 is Mikneis in the Ishtar, the Mavriyo is also Mikneis in the Ishtar. So it's not a use for Misho. So according to that man, Doma, so we can ask the Kashe, why couldn't you learn out that the Misho is meeting the Shtar, Kalachem of Momo of Rio? I feel that I've created in Yahweh. In Yahweh flow. When he says it says our body, our body can see between our body, it can be fracked in Rio, Shechem Yitzo B'Kes, the Chibdo Afriz, the off-case way. Now then, there is another machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rav Huna. When an Omer Vriyo is written in Shtar, who writes the Shtar? Now, you see, the general principle is that when a Kiyan takes effect in Shtar, so who is the one who executes the Shtar? The Machlokes. Let's say, Karka is Mikneis Bishtar. executed matone. So who executes the shtar matone or the shtar mechira? Who? The makne. The makne. The makne. Who executes the get, the bow? Is the makne? Is makne the isha to herself? Is makne? Who executes shtar shichu of Avodah Zarah? Who executes? So the makne. The makne. So the general principle is that whenever a certain kinyan takes effect to shtar, who executes the shtar? The makne, not the kinyan. There is one exception. One exception. The shtar gush. Who is the makne? The isha is the makne. Who is the kinyan? The bowel of the kinyan. The isha is coming to the bowel, not the bowel to the isha. So, and who executes the shtar gush? Not the isha, the makne, the das makne, but the bowel, the das kinyan. So that's an exception. But the general rule is that in any shtar kinyan, who executes the shtar? The makne. Now the question is, in shtar kinyan of Omer Priya, who is the makne of the Omer? The father. Who is the kinyan? The order. So, does it conform to the general pattern of the shtar kinyan? That the makne has to execute it. So here, the makne is who? The makne is the father, or here, the odin, the kene executes the shtar. The kene executes the shtar. Now, so he says, Kafi beholds that the father executes the shtar. The father is the shtar. Who is the father? The father is the makne. He sells his daughter to the owner. He is the makne. Mashayidin by Gushi. Gushi is unique. Who executes the shtar? The bow, the cane. Some mele, we couldn't test according to Rav Chisda, who says that the Alfuse, the phenomenon of the Ishtar from the Possit of the Seisa body, our uniqueness between our body, so maybe we should learn how to Kalachemia. The Venisho is the Ishtar. The Kalachemia from Omor Rio, because by Omor Rio, according to Rav Chisda, so the Makne is the executive. But by Dushin there is a special aloche. There is the Dushin is unique. The Kinev is in the Shtar. So maybe we couldn't learn out the Kalachena that the Kinev should execute the Shtar from something where the Makne is. They the Kinev are pleased of Kinev like a male teacher. She needs to be in and Shabbal, he said. And the Baal is the Kinev. Alright. So the Gemara says, with flu, we could learn out the Kalachena from Kesef. Kesef is Kal, because Kesef is less effective to be Kene, because Kesef cannot be Nigarish. Still, it has the Chumrei, and the Machmi, so Shtar that is more effective. That is homo, that can be lazy, so certainly should be effective in being yachmi. So the Gemara says, no, there is a pirch on the kalachim. Because we could say, malik tefef shechim peidin bei hegdesh umayis ha-shem. V'im teina kol zeh osim bi kalachim. ומה כסף שאף על פי שפיידים בהקדש ומייסר ואימץ ואפילו הוכם אחמי שטר שאף על פי שפיידים בהקדש is מייץ אין איזה Now, this whole concept of כל זה אחמי וכל החיימה was mentioned by the case that before מהו ובומר שכן קוקו בינדים and the motel of for this whole concept of Kol Zeachus B'Kalachimah, Kol Zeachus B'Kalachimah is more involved. Because the more in the Kamer of Tauk is learned out of Kalachimah, the Karen is higher than the Kshoren in Shunet. Is in Chotzer Amizek, Karen Mishune, where Meshut Rabin is high from Chotzeneze, have damaged, but the Chotzer Amizek is high from the Shun. That's what our Tao is. And we learn the Tao from the Kalachem, through the Kalachem. What's the Kalachem? Kalachem from Shenderego. Now Shenderego, on a relative scale, when compared with Karen, so Shenderego is Kao, Karen is Chom. Why is Shenderego relatively Kao? Because Shenderego has the coolest part of the Shusarabi. Karen is higher than Shusarabi. So Karen, relatively, on a relative scale, compared with Shenderego, so Karen is Chom. So Kao from the Zalmi for a Kao. Much Shenderego, which is relatively Kao. And how does the cooling of Shenderego manifest itself in the fact that it's for the Mishus Rabbi, so even the cow item, Shenderego is higher than the Cholen, Hataranite, so Karen, the Homer item, certainly should be higher than the Cholen in Hataranite. That's what the Tabu. So the Rabbonim say, dialogue Nadini is killing. Dialogue Nadini is killing. So this is a discussion, the real discussion, how can a Tauphin learn now with the Kawahina? From Shenderego, if Shenderego, the cow item, is high in the Sholem, the Chotranize, so Karen, the Homer item, certainly should be higher in the Sholem, the Chotranize. You can say, Maui, Shenderego, because it has the Humre, Shachinazitimoto. True. So, Mali Shenderego Shenderego, because Shenderego has the Chumre, that he has the Motsu. So maybe that's the reason as to why it is Chumre, and it pays in the Cholem, the owner pays in the Cholem, in the Chodachanite. Mashiach in Kerem does not have the Chumre of the Zeti Motsu, in Shule, it's unusual. So maybe he doesn't have the Chumre of the he doesn't have the humre of being high in the Sholem Chotranizek either. That's the risk of it. So the risk is the terror. The risk is the terror that Kaptaupen is machen selber everything in Kaufen. And the counter, that becomes incorporated into Kaufen. And he reduces the Kalachina, Rav Tarfon, the Jewish Kalachina, the following man, he says, Umash and the Rebbe, that he's cow, and it is so cow, that in spite of the fact that it has the Chumre of the Zeti Motsu, so it's still put on it. In other words, we see that the Torah was made here regarding Shanae. Because Shenderego, so Mr. Asvore should be homo. Why should Shenderego, Mr. Asvore, be homo? Because it's a difficult, or don't you? Plain logic comes and says to say that something that is a safety motto, so the owner is more negligent and should be held more responsible than something that is not a safety motto. So we still see that the Torah declared Shenderego Kao for some reason, unknown to us. Because Mr. Asvore, Shenderego should be Mohomo, it's a Zegimotsu. And still, in spite of the Humra of a Zegimotsu, the Torah declared it as Kao, that it's part of the Shisarab. So Karen, which does not have the Humra of a Zegimotsu, and still, the Torah declared it as Homo, that it's highly Israeli, so certainly should be chayven in the cholem in the chotzchan. So in other words, that's the raya with the such a concept of kol ze achnus mitalot. So here too, we say the kashya. Kol ze otsu mitalochen, uma kesef shalf al tishet peidin li hek nishomayis, they remain, vafil hoche machen, Tal shop of Pishay, Pagan the Hegdish, Mates in Vinci Achim. So why? So instead of Birche, on the contrary, it should be incorporated into the Kalachema. And we should say, if Keseh, we see that Keseh, the Torah treated as scalp. If Torah treated as scalp, because even though it has the Chumre, of paying the Hegdish Mais Hashemi, still you cannot divorce a wife with Keseh. You cannot divorce a wife with Keseh. So in other words, so we see that Keseh, the Torah, considers a scalp, because in spite of the Chumre of paying the Hegdish Mais Hashemi, you still cannot divorce. One cannot divorce his wife. So Keseh is relatively cowl that the Torah treated it as cowl, in spite of the Chumre of praising the Egyptians by Hashem. So the Torah treated it as cowl and declared that you cannot, it's not lazy, it's incapable of being lazy. So Shtar, that the Torah treated it as Chomo, that even though it does not have the Chumre of paying the nations in Mais Hashem, still the Torah said that you can divorce your wife with the Shtar. So he certainly should be able to be Machl. Look at this. This case gives you very good terms. And that's a cloud, you know. In the Alphusis of this, I tell you, Mishleina, the Chumra Aksum, the Posi, in the Hachmiz, the Kalachem. If Baba Chumra Shol Svore, Mitno, Lihotzim, the Kalachem, Avol Aksubo, Yeshlo Nuleima, Shihi Adiremes Mayelo. In other words, when do we say Kol Zachmiz, the Kalachem, Ligabei, a Chumra of Svore? Let's say, Gabi Shemlerek. So there, Rav Tarfi learns out the Kalachim of Kerem Han Shemlerek. If Shemlerek goes to Kalachim, and why Shemlerek goes to Kalachim? Because it's part of the Shizarabic. He's learning the Shizarabic. So if Shemlerek goes to Kalachim, then he's highly excited to Hataranite. So Kerem, the Homeritem, that it's highly the Shizarabic. So, certainly it should have the chumre that the cow item has of being hiding in the cholem, in the chotzer. I mean, the kashi was, why don't we say, malish and regat shachem is eat the mozo? It has the chumre. So the Pharisee is called the achim the kawachim. So as eat the mozo is a logical chumre. I mean, it's an asvore, it's a common sense we should say, that the more the hezek is likely, the more the hezek is probable, the more negligent the owner. So when something has a chumre, it's a rasvore to be hired, and still receiving the Torah, declared in a skull, so then we can say, kol zachim tolachim, mashein kein, the chumre of privilege, this is my shame. That's not a chumre mitzvah, mitzvah logic, plain logic. So it does not necessarily follow just because you want Keseh has the chumre of privilege, this is my shame. So because of that, So because of that, it should affect Kinyon. that's a chumre in Yiddish have turned resistant. That's one of the goals, but not for a svara pshuta. So mele, when the chumre is a chumre mitzvah a svara pshuta, it's a human logic. So then we can say togachim kalachim. But when the chumre is not a chumre, it's a svara, just mitzvah zeros akoso. So then we do not say togachim kalachim. יש בנאט. יש פונגע אקסוב בקאס. אין וואכן די דאָ גיינע, די וואָר דיי חונגע שאַפ סוואָרן ניט נאָר האָט די דאָ גיינע. אבער אקסוב יש נאָר ליימא, שי אגרם סמייט. אַלראיט. There is nothing to discuss. I mean, these are flowing in Yiddish and Jewish literature. We have to go over the cases, but we shouldn't spend too much time on these things. Vim teima, vimeine kalachina mikakoi, sheine mitziei, atulhoche machmisi, piri yodom yoche likadi yishisho bikark, vim misgareshit bikark, vihosom lekoi nifkach shechampin mihegi. Actually, the Gibora mentioned the possibility of the kalachina, that makeset, that is cow, that is not based, still in machin, so star, that is homo, that is lazy, certainly machin. But the only reason why you cannot use the kalachina is because of the priyoche, malukeset, shechim peyin day, and David Magashem. So let's learn out not from keset from the kalachina, there are two types of keset. There is kesef of mitalkalim and there is kesef of kakoich. So if you learn out from kesef of mitalkalim, then you have a beer. But let's learn out from the other type of kesef. Kesef of kakoich. There are two dimensions in kesef. One shavu kesef is kesef. But there are two kinds of kesef. There is the kesef of mitalkalim, there is kesef of kakoich. The law is, you cannot be paid at least by the shame in his car. The more I learned it out in Swiss, beginning of Swiss, when Paulo Patapal, that you can only be paid as something that is the total, the brutal moment, but not, you cannot be paid with kakoyes or stars. You cannot be paid with kakoi. So let us learn out ikawachinah from the kesef kakoi. And we should say like this, uma kesef shel kakoi, sheinet, you cannot be regardless a woman by just giving her a piece of bread and be regardless. So still it is machin. So you can establish an issue by giving her a piece of land, of real estate. So, kesef is cow. Your kesef of kakoyis is cow, because it cannot affect the earth. Still, it affects vision. So, star, that is homo, that is capable of affecting the earth, certainly should be capable of affecting Vishnu. And then you couldn't say Malu Kesev of Kakoi Shachapin is Mashini, because the walking is in Pini Kakoi. It's a very strange kasha, because actually when you learn out from Kesev of Kakoi, so it's not in the same. The kesef of kakoi is not lazy, but it's machin. So it's machin because of karke, it's machin because of kesef. Whether it's karke or mitalkalim, it's machin. Oh, but anyway, please assume that the child will use it our hand. And then you'll see what he is actually says in the Bible. That it's not child. Right. So נמי כלוחים לקקוי כשאני מציא את התלוח המחמוד כפיר יזורם יוחלטה בשישה ביקרת ואם אני מתגרש את ביקרת יאוסום נקוי נפחה שחלפי לי בהם. Anyway, what is the important thesis that is mentioned by Rav Borchi here? Like this, it wouldn't really be necessary to go over these thesis because we are not in the Madrege to understand the clause, you know, of the Yiddish Hashem Rav. So maybe it wouldn't be so necessary to go over every word in these thesis, the theory of it. As far as we are concerned, we shouldn't be asked to these kashas. Why didn't Gemara learn out Kalachim from this, from that? Gemara Chazal knew very well what Roshe can be used, what Roshe cannot be. But the Shini was so great in the years at all that they also had the clothing, how they knew of the clothing, how to reduce output. Some melee, some, but we are not in that Madrege to understand, you know, the depth of the clothing, when to reduce the certain output. But we still have to go over every word of faith, even in case where they discuss the output, because as a book, a case is mentioned, as a halacha, that are relevant. For instance, here cases, a rabbi mentions the halacha that one can be Kaddish and Isha or Lichtar, because the Shita of the Ram mentions in the name of the Balaito. The Balaito Shita is that one cannot be Kaddish and Isha or Lichtar. In other words, suppose somebody has a field, or he has an apartment room, and he says to the Isha, he's a rich man, he has an apartment room. So he says, Hare at the Kodeshis, with the apartment room that I've given him to you. So then, she's not the Kodeshis, the Balaitos. But he says, he's hey, I mean the Balaitos, she is a bit Kodesh, it's the stubble like this. And why shouldn't one be able to be Kaddish and Isha with Tarka? Kesef, some problem is Kesef, Isha Kesef, and Tarka Isha Kesef. But why does the Balaito say, that the Isha cannot be Kodeshes with Tarka? After all, Isha Kesef is Kesef, and Tarka is also Isha Kesef. So the Balaito mentions is very strange because Iskash Habayali Yitzir, Habayali Yitzir, and Get cannot be written on Tav. Get cannot be written on Tav. Get cannot be written on Tav. So Melee Dushi cannot be Mikadish and Isha with Tav either. So the Ram is chilek on the Balaito. And the Ram says the hekesh of a violent tzia applies only to Gdushishta. That's it. So just as get requires Lishmo has to be written Shima Baal Shima Isho, so Shtar Gdushin also has to be written Shima Baal Shima Isho. Mashenki Gdushi Keset is not this question. But there is a stronger kasha than the Balaito. Why can't he get the written on Tav? Why? In case in Yehuda, because there is a the Torah says, because of the Nosim, because of law, see that this is the Nosim Yodom, the Shulchan Yodesha. So in other words, Sheinu Mechutzea Elo Nisimu, Yotzoze, Shem Mechutzea Shemechutzea Tzitzionis. If you like, let's say, a get on a piece of paper or on parchment, so then what is necessary? Just listen. After the life, what else do you have to do? In order to have the years. To give it to the Isha, that's all. Mashaikin, if you like, a get on a branch of a tree. So then, in order to attend the Irishim, you have to cut off the branch, and then you give the branch to the Irishim. So it's the Chutzah Ktzitzah Unisim. The Chutzah Ktzitzah Unisim. So that's why it's possible. And it's not only in the Chutzah Ktzitzah. You cannot write it yet on the horn of the Rehim. You can write it yet on the horn of the Rehim and call it Rehabah. The culture of Israel is very special as a culture that you cannot write it yet on Balachai. See, but this is my Balachai. Balachai. But the culture of Rehabah, you can write it yet on the horn of on the whole of the island, on the top. But you have to use the whole top to be. You have to use the whole top to be from me. To be sure, you have to have big hands in order to be able to put the whole of the top. Or you'll be able to put the top in a hotter and you don't have to do that. So, but suppose you like to get on the horn of the top. Then you cut off the horn of the paw and you give the horn to the Isha, then she's got the Irish. Because the Chutzah sits on the sea. So the reason as to why you cannot try to get on the Chutzah is not that you cannot try to get on the Chutzah. Because it's the Chutzah sits on the sea. So that's only Shire in Shtar, the Chutzah sits on the sea. But when one is the Kaddish and the Isha is guessing. So, Shayach to say in the Chutzah of Tzitzah Nisimeh. He gives her the karka. He gives her the karka. He's marked it to her. An apartment building, he saw that. He saw that. So how is the Shayach to apply the soul of the Chutzah of Tzitzah Nisimeh? So there is a stronger kash. There is a stronger kash against the Baalito. The Baalito says, that you cannot do Kaddish and Isha with Karka. Why not? Because Iska Shavayel Mitzie, just as you cannot try to get, just as you cannot try to get on Karka, on the branch of the tree. So Mimele, you cannot be marked Karka to Misha, the Kiras Kesem Dusha. So, if that one says, Iska Shavayim Tzir is only in respect to Shtar Dusha, not that Shtar Dusha has to conform to all the requirements of death, but Kesem Dusha doesn't have to conform to the requirements of death. Will anyone say that since there is a loche of this kachadayel itziye, and by yet, the yet has to be written ishmo, so the matbeye has to be coined ishmo, ishim abalish, ishim isho, then matbeye, or let's say, or the ring, the apostle gives the kawe, has to be made by the manufacturer of the ring, ishim abalish, ishim isho, because of this kachadayel itziye. So the loche of this kachadayel itziye, only applies to Shtar Dush, not to Kesem Dush. So why should the din of the Chutzah Ktzitze be different? But the question is, there is stronger kasha. In respect to Kesem, the Tzur of the Chugah doesn't make sense. Because the Tzur of the Chugah in Get is essentially the Tzur of the Chutzah Ktzitze on the Sine. But by Kesef, it is not Shayach to say Mechusa Ktzitze Unisine. So the Baalito Shita is very difficult. But I think that it's not so difficult. Of course it's a bit clear. Because there is a Yerushalmi in the Talib of Gishka. At the beginning of Gishka, the Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi says, and the Yerushalmi learns the doubt from Sefer, because of what Sefer teaches. So the Yerushalmi learns out that you cannot write a a gift and a piece of life. Now the question is, why did the Yerushalmi learn it out from the Cossack Moshe? That you cannot try to get on Karka. After all, our Gemara, the Babu, learns it out from the Cossack Vinosam, Shein Mechusa El Nisine. He also says, Shein Mechusa El Nisine. The answer is, the Yerushalmi tells us another halacha. Let's say, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, in Yitzchak, that he can write to get al Karen Shal Poro, he may see lo as a poro. But if he writes to get on the horn of the poro, and then he cuts off the horn, and gives the horn to the Isha, then it's poro, because it's the hood of citizenship. But if he writes to get on the horn of the poro, and he's marking the whole poro and gives to the Isha, he puts the poro in the chotzer of the Isha, so that's like putting the get in the hand of the Isha. So then she is Midrash. But the Gabi Karak is different. So of course, if he writes a get on a tree, and he cuts off the branch, and he gives the branch, then it's possible because of Mechusa Tzitzinsir. But suppose he engraves a get in an artistic way on a branch of a tree, and the tree, he writes, and then he marks the whole tree as if he's Mechuga to the Karake, he's marked there to the Isha. Then you cannot apply the Psul of Mechusa Tzitzinsir because he wasn't capable. So even in such a case, the get would be possible. That we learn out from the Cossack Moshe. So when the Baruito says that you cannot be Kaddish and Isha with Karake, he doesn't, because he's Kashavai and Sire, he doesn't mean the soul in get of Mechusa Tzitze Unisire. That's Kachaya by Kesef. He means the Yerushalmi in Dusha, that if you write a get on a tree, and you don't cut off the tree, the branch of the tree. You are marked with the whole tree to the Isha. So then, she is not the Rashi. So, that our head, why is the test? Alright. Anyway, but then the Shikha is not like this. In Tima, the name of the Kavachim, 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 the garage is the car. You are some little nifrach to speak to me. You should know, little nifrach. Mali karka, shakhentin, total in a gal, shakhentin, total in a gabon. Tima bishta. In other words, if we want a beautiful thing, umakese, that shall kakoit, umakese shall kakoit, which is relatively cow. Which is very proud. It's incapable of being made. Of being made so still, because the humble. Of being machined, the star, which is relatively the humble, is capable of being made. It certainly should have the capacity to be machined. And we couldn't say, Mao Kesef Shel Kakoi, Shechit Bidin Yavis by the Shemi, because Kesef Shel Kakoi is a particular version. He says, but there is another fear that I can say. Mali Kesef Shel Kakoi is Shechinti Tautu Nadabot. Tema, Bishtar, Shechinti Nitautu. All the other. Fine. You can look like Mali Kaka Shechinti Tautu Nadabot. Tema Bishtar. In Tema. Tauton Yechichu, Shinkinin Agabon Mitzis Machmiz Ranir Vishtar, Mishnina Malum Tauton Shechem Peyden Lihed. So maybe we couldn't learn it our Hina. From Kesef or from Kesef of Kakoy. From Kesef of Kakoy. Alright. But anyway, Kesef Agabur, Elia mentioned another thing. Now, Elia Sikashi. Kesef says, ישר נפחה, מהו יקר כאשר חנכי נתאות לו עם הדבות, שהדבות חנכי נתאות לו עם הדבות, שהדבות חנכי נתאות לו עם הדבות, היא נגד בפקטי פדרלי, נעבור יעבור, בכל זה, אם תשאר בפקטי בואו לעבור לו עם הדבות, יקודי בידי, יקודי בידי, יקודי בידי, נתאות לו עם הדבות, הכל, שודה, יקודי בידי, יקודי בידי, יקודי בידי, die Kutten, die Zähne, die Pauten, aller Pauten. Die Kutten, die Kutten, die Kutten, die Kutten, ein Gummer kam mir das Gefühl, ich habe Daumen, die Kutten, die Ramassen, die Anomal. Now we don't have to go with it, we could just get expressed, die Kutten, die Kutten. This is that you play. The seventh line of the thesis. You don't have to go with it. Just see that expression. Thesis says, die Kien Agel, die haben Namen mit der Rabbonon. Und Kroh, die Ohren, die Zure ist, als Macht und Baron. Wie ich sehe, dass die Wesen nur kam, die Kien Agel, die Ohren der Rabbonon, die Reise der Region, die Kien Agel, die Ohren der Rabbonon, die Kien Agel, die Reise der Region, die Kien Agel, die Kien Agel, so how can it be used as a Kirche, as a Kirche, that comes here as God. In other words, there is a spirit between the cases for Kamel that we play and the cases. Now, I think that there is no spirit because the Shita Saramba, I'm not saying that in Saramba, but the Shita Saramba means that there are two types of Kinai. There is a type of Kienage of Tsureis. There is a Gemore in Dushi. Turn to the Gemore in Dushi, that Chavlot. Now, the Mishneh that Chavolva did our tradition say, the Chosim Shirish Lemachai, that is Karkoi, Mitzim Lichesek of Mishtar Vachazot, Shem Lemachai, the Chavoli, and Mitzim Nero, Mishich, Chavoli, Mitzim Mishich, the Chosim Shem Lemachai, the Chavoli, is mixing in the hot and fresh or not, like the Pianade, the Kessel and the Stavachal. And then the Gemara says, the hot and fresh is mixing in the hot and fresh or not, like the Pianade. So, the one in there, how do we know that there is such a thing in the Pianade? Oma Chesky is Oma Kho, but you can be Shofat HaMelech, mentioned in the Rayon in Bay, Pei Chapale, connection with Shofat HaMelech, Mayitim Lema'adiyem Matonei, Bi'eret Yehuda, Mo'ore Mitzurei Bi'Yehuda. So in other words, he gave them Matonei, Mitalterim, Matonei, together with cities in Yehuda, Mo'ore Mitzurei Bi'Yehuda. So that means that the children acquire title to the Matanis in the Talmud by virtue of the fact that they acquire title to the cities. It's Kakoides, the city. So Thesis, says you will come there, that's in a smart. It's only in the other part. It's wonderful. Boyom. Then the Gemara asked an Abaye. Binon Tziburin Rod. Now we learn out from the Pesuk. Ola Yitelem Avir Matonim Imorim Tzuri Yitzuri Yehuda. That the Talmud is using Agav Karka. Does it have to be Tziburin, or it does not have to be Tziburin? What does Tziburin mean? Tziburin means that the metal in a place on the car. Let's say, in the case of Noach Yeshua, so he had cities, and those cities had many chattels on them, on the kakois. So in other words, Tziburin means that the metal in the market is matched to the Canaan, is placed, is located, and the karka that is matched to the Canaan. In other words, that means, let's say, Reuben has a field, and on that field he has cattle, he has oxen on the field. So he's matched the field together with the oxen on the field. But suppose he has a field in the state of Illinois, and he has oxen in California. And Reuben says to Shimon, I am transferring to you the oxen that I have in California on top of the field that I have in New York. That's not the boy. Maybe then agate is not effective. Or you can be matched without going agate karka, even if the metaltering is not located on that piece of land. There's a shayla of the Gemara. All right, the Gemara goes into the whole discussion. And then the Gemara, the end of Zion, just before the two dots, the Gemara says, Shmamno l'dinon tziburin bo shmamno. The maskon of the Gemara is, the floydinon tziburin. You can be matched in the Tautel in California on top of Carcoyes, Illinois. You don't have to be matched up there in Tautel in Illinois that is located on a certain piece of land in Illinois, so you are matched the piece of land together with the Tautel that is on it. Alright, then the Gemara. As a metaltoin, agavarakois. So they have to use that expression. So they have to verbalize it and say, amimakterecho, amitaltoin, agavarakois. Or, even if he doesn't spell out the word agavarakois on top of the kakois, he still can't. Iboyero. Need the minon agate, sheyemale, Rashi says, ki karka וכלי טלפו נגע בו או נעת. ובן לגמור השם, תהילך השם, ציפורים לא הבינו, עד הפוקלי הבינו. So ציפורים is not required, but yes to say, otherwise, it's not required. רמב״ם מתרגם ומלכת מחירה הלוך החס תס, סבב צהל הלוך החס המקנה קרקע ומטלטלים כיחוד כיוון תרגם הלוך החס המקנה קרקע ומטלטלים כיחוד כיוון שכל הקרקע כסף ומשטר וחזוקים ניקנו המטלטלים ממועד בין שהיו שניהם במחר או במתונה בין שמוך המטלטלים בנוסן קרקע בין שמוך הקרקע בנוסן המטלטלים כיוון שכל הקרקע כל המטלטלים כל המטלטלים בין הלוכת אלה במה דבורם אמורים? כשהיו איסר המטלטלים ציבורים באיזה קרקע אבל אם היו תימוקם אחר צורך שאים על היקנים מטלטלים אגב קרקע אפילו היו המטלטלים בין האחרת ביום עלו היקנים איסר מוגב קרקע פנימית כאילו שקונו הקרקע ניקנו המטלטלים אף על פי שאין הם ציפורים בסייכות. לא מה, כלי אגב קרקע לא יקונו. זה קרקע כל שיקין על גב הקומות האוצרותיה. זאת אומרת, גמור עשה זינדושי דף חוב זיין, ואילך עשה ציבורים לא יבינון, אגב וכי יבינון. So it's not necessary that the recalculation that we must make agav karka should be placed on top of the karka. Even if it's another place, even if it's located in another place, in another country, you can be marked. In other words, one can be marked and be totally in America on top of Kakoyis in Australia. Tziburim loibinon. But Tziburim loibinon. Agav but when he smacks me, he tells me that Kaki has to spell out, he has to verbalize. He says, Kni Kakois u Kni Mitalko Nagabo. He has to use that expression. That expression. So the Rambam says, he told me that, If it is Siborim, then it doesn't have to say Agadim. In other words, if, let's say, he has a field in Illinois, and the field has animals, oxen, goats, all kinds of cattle, so then he doesn't have, if it is Siborim, he doesn't have to spell out Kriya Sode, Ukni, Ukni Ashworim, Habehimim, Hogaba, if it is Siborim. But if it is not Siborim, if the cattle is in America and the Sode is in Australia, so then it is only effective if he spells it out. He says, Agav, the Rai is Israel. The Rai talks, in other words, so how did the Rambam explain the Gemara? The Rambam was indicted from the Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Yurcha says, Siburim loidin on Agav Shmidin. And so it's a separate title. The Gemara had two abayas. Two abayas. One whether Siburim is required, and one whether Agav Shmidin. And the Gemara was patient in respect to one Abaye, that Siburim was not required. And in respect to the other Abaye, Agav Kni is required. Why did the Gemara combine the two answers in one statement? It's two separate challenges. One is nothing to do with the other. One is not in the other. So that's why, so the Rambam was dying. The Yilcha said, so in the case where it's not Siburim, then it's necessary you should say Kli Asode Ukli Hamitautorim Shemimot Macher Agabah. But if it is Siburim, then you don't have to say Kli Asode Ukli Hamitautorim Agabah. As long as it says Kli Asode Ukli Hamitautorim, doesn't say Agabah. So he's also. He's also. That's the Rambam. But the Raivet is Chayim. And the Raivet holds that in any case, even when it's a boy, so he has to spell out Kriya Sode U Kriya Mitalken Agabah. So the Raivet says here, Omar Avon, Zeh Ahefresh, Shekosav Beziburim, Meshenim Tiburim, Eni Mechver, Michael Neal here, a real agav of the knees, Nino, after the Siburim, the Lord, here the pastor needs to be on my wheels and says, agav of the knees, Siburim Lodino, Bozini, Siburim Lodino, the agav Lodino. Agav Lodino, all right, anyway. So now, what do we should have done? So the Rambam Shikri said, when it is Siburim, you don't have to use a special lotion. Kliya karke ukliya metalken agabo on top of it. But if it's not Siburim, if the metalken is very good, and the soda is real, so then he has to use a special lotion. He has to say, kliya soda, be real, Ukli Amitautorim Bilinoi Agabo. Agabo. Why? Why? The answer is, there are two types of Kinanage. One type of Kinanage is Maisa Akiya in the Hadith. Maisa Akiya in the Hadith. More and more come at that, to die in his ways. There is a machlekes between the Rebbe and the Chachamim. whether Kaka is jealous or Kaka is enemy, we are accustomed to the expression Kakoi Sinjoi. That's why the Khamen, because we pass by the Khamen. But Kablaza says that Kaka is jealous. Now the Mishnah says we will come in, that off your diamond in the east. Shot for no, in the Yahweh Shalom. In other words, he doesn't have to pay for it. Suppose somebody guzzles the soda. Ruben guzzled the soda from Shimon. He went into Shimon's soda and he expelled Shimon from the soda and deactivated it. Deactivated it, deadened it, and then he made it here in Hazoke, let's say, the soda. The Azale. So, and then it is shot in off. There is no soda to return back. And Shimon said to Ruben, listen, you got off my soda. Now it's just water and pool of water the soda. It's shot from off. So pay me for the soda. So Ruben can say to Shimon, I don't have to pay. Why? Because Kaka is in Israel. So it's not like Gozul Behim or Beisor, so he has to pay for the day. He cannot say Harei Shalach Lefanecha, because the Kaushal means Zolim, but Kakoi is Gehim in Zolim. So then the Gemara says, Son Rabban, Hagei Zeir, Son Habiri Yishat Fanoh, Chayev Lahamid Yisod Achim, Even a blazer, Chachom Neimim, Ima La'ari Shalom Hamanah. The Chachom holds Karate in Yisrael, and the blazer, he is Chirik Amidim of Karate in Yisrael. He says Karate is also in Yisrael, and there is a few Zeret for Karate. Of course, we talk for why Chachom. Then, the Gemara says, the last line, Omar HaFotet, Hosom Limayas Kinoz, and she goes also to the Chavere, and who is so poor, a little boy, that's the beginning, the first line that the Chesam is out. He shot for no, the Rabbez are retiny, the Rabbez are retiny. The Gazlo Nui Moshko, the Havre Kikakoyis, the Rabbez are the Omar Sodom in Zeles, King of Polo Yimo, the Chayim Yishali, the Tauzal in Mitin Agafkarka, Rabbonon will come to Sode will be possible. Now the Alochi that the Gamer for the Gazlan in order to clear that the Gamer for the Gazlan has to make it clear. He doesn't make it clear and he's not high. Suppose Shimon is Meshach in Torah in the Shus of Bayim and the Shus of Bodei and then the Behimo is Meso, so then Shimon is not high. Why? Because the Shikha de Shusabayim is very common. So he didn't make it clear. The Gazlan, in order to be held liable, has to make it clear. Now, so let's say according to the pleasure of the Karka is in Zeret, so he also has to make it clear. What kind of a thing do they have to make? Shikha Chazokia, let's say. So according to the pleasure, that because the Soda is short to know he has to pay, so only the Gazlan made it in Chazok in the Soda, and then the Mishnah can know, so he has to pay. According to the Chachamim, so Karate in Israel. So the Gemara says, suppose Sahuvin Gazlan in Soda from Shimon. Shimon had his Soda, and under Soda there was Paul. And then Ruben Gazlan in Soda, from Shimon. So the Aloha is, and then the Noor flooded the Sode with the Paul. So there was no Sode left. There is no Paul left. It's all water. So according to the Blazer, he has to pay for the Sode and he has to pay for the Paul. But the question is, why should he pay for the Sode? Why that side? For the Sode he has to pay. Because he did it clean in the Sode. for the poor, you work with nature of the poor, you appear the poor, you need to make any kin in the poor. So why should you be hired? So Rashi says, to the kin agon. So in Gazlan, he's kinet, kinyon et zeilet, to the kin agon. So what do we see? That agon is a maisa kinyon in the culture. So when can we say that agon is considered a maisa kinyon in the heftel in the culture? Only when it's a boy. When it's a boy, that's it. Ruben is marked with the Shiven is sodded. And I'm the sodded there is a poor. So then when Shiven makes the kinyan in the sodded, so the kinyan in the sodded is considered as a kinyan in the poor too. But if not a boy, how can you say if the sodded is in York and the poor is in Chicago? So can you say that if Shimon makes the kinyan in the sodded in New York, so that's considered as Maisa kinyan in the poor in Chicago? If it's not a boy? So why is Sipurim Rabinon? The answer is, there are two alochas in the Nagin. One alocha of the Nagin is in the case of Sipurim. Then it's considered as the Maisa kinyan in the Heptin and the Baldur. So the Maisa kinyan in the Karke is considered as the Maisa kinyan in the Baldur. That is under Tzodek. But then there is another kinyan, there is another aloha in Nagin. That not on the basis of Maisa kinyan. That are knowing itself is here. For example, in the morning of the Tzir that I now have said, there is a kinyan sim tuse, that I now have from the Tzir. What is the kinyan sim tuse? Sim tuse means minhag asoha. If the minhag among merchants is, when they conclude the transaction, so they shake hands, as a symbol of the conclusion of the transaction. So then it is interesting. You know, among the diamond merchants, there is a universal practice. When they conclude a transaction, they shake hands and they wish themselves mother more. That's the symbol of the consummation, of the conclusion of the transaction. So that's a genius interesting. Now, the morning of Tzira by now it says, if Sochim has a practice that when they decide upon a certain transaction, so the Mecher and the Rekeach make a mountain let's say the negotiation of the sale of certain material, textiles, then they decide to conclude a transaction. The Rubin should sell, let's say, 10 yards of wool, let's say, to Shimon. So then, the symbol of the conclusion of the transaction, they make the mark on the wool. That's the headshot, the symbol of the conclusion of the transaction. So that affects the transfer of 5 miles. What does it mean? The making of the mark or the handshake and the vision themselves must pocket my sakin in the diamond in the material. No, the halacha is that if there was akroya and the akroya was coupled with a certain mindset that is involved of the conclusion of the transaction, then the Akroya itself affects the transfer of life. Not that it's a Maisa Kinyan. So Agur is also not affected as a Maisa Kinyan in the Talmud. Let's say, Reuben has a son in Illinois, and he has a poor in New York, and he tells him, I makne to you the poor, he tells to Shimon, and he says to Shimon, I makne to you the poor in your, on top of the sote I had, you know. So what can I my partner, the children, do in the court? No, my partner, no. So how do they acquire title to the court and all? The answer is to the Hakloye. But Hakloye by itself does not affect the transfer of title. But if it done agata coin, so then the Hakloye itself affects the change of title. So that's only Shaya. So, but the Masahir is it. Masahir, if it's born, then the king has opened the sode, is considered a king of power that is standing on the sode. Some melee. Is there a loche of spelling out, of verbalizing? Agat, he came, he never came up. No, because there is a Masahir. But by Agat, so it's effective in Sadatroya. So the male has to verbalize and say that he's marked with altering Agatakoya. But he doesn't spell it out, he doesn't verbalize it not. He doesn't verbalize it not. So he does not acquire title. The king does not acquire title. He doesn't acquire title. Masha'inke, when disciplined, then it is effective Mahmas Maisa Kinyan in the Mikau. So when is it considered as a Maisa Kinyan in the Mikau, in only if it's a boy? So in other words, some Mele, there is no kashin by Rabdeya. Rabdeya mentioned an apparent spirit between cases of the place in Mukam and cases here in Vishnu. Here cases in Vishnu mentioned the king and Agat, as a pirche, so that in the Reise, and in Rokamda 5 days, he said, it's only Rabon. Cases in Rokamda is referenced in a case where it's not a boy, because the posse of Bayitan and Matonis, the all in the Yehuda, has referenced in a case of the boy. The metaltering were located in the city, you see, on top of the city. So Mele, it is the boring, so that's in my Zakian, that's in the Reise. But the fact that the Agat is effective even when it's not the boring, that it's effective when Ruben is Makhri, Paul, Yor, on top of a study in Chicago, that's only explanation. So Teisves in Mokame is reference to the case of Nazi boy. Teisves here in Dushin has reference to the case where it is Tzibur. And we understand this as a rabbi, because you see, in all theology there are loche that we must fill out. Let's say, suppose Ruben is back to his sode to Shimon, and then Shimon does a king chazon. Or there is keset, he's giving keset to shtar. It is necessary that Ruben should say, I makne to you the sode so that you should be came here to chazote. If he doesn't say, you should be came here to chazote, but Shimon makes a chazote in the sode. So he's giving anyway. Not necessarily that the market should spell out the Kiyan. And here, all of a sudden, it's necessary that you should spell out the Kiyan. Otherwise, Agat is not effective. The answer is, that's in the case of not Tziburin. So then there is no Maizakiyan in the heft of the title. In the case of Tziburin, if his market is Sode in Chicago, and the Sode has a power on it, so then the Kinyan in the Sode is considered the Kinyan in the Po'olso. In the Po'olso. Mashaitin, when it's not supposed, then there is no Maizakiyan. Then it's effective in Sadat Noye. So since it's effective in Sadat Noye, like Sintuse, so Mele, he has to spell it out. He has to spell it out. מה הבעיה ביקשת, הפיצוי עושה ביקשת, ודגמור הסקאצ' בקול, דגמור הסל, the business why, and he should be in the star, because it's matish, הבעיה יציר, הבעיה יציר בשטר, אבל הבעיה איננו בשטר, ודגמור איזה קשה, let's make the hacker the other way, יעקי שנמה, יציר להבעיה, מה הבעיה בכסף? זאת אומרת, מישהו יתגרש לי כסף, מישהו יתגרש לי כסף, לא? את מציעה בכסף. אז, כאילו שאומר, וואלה, אני מגיע לי כסף, זה מפרש לך. אבל זה כנסת שאומר, זה כנסת שאומר, זה כנסת שאומר, זה כנסת שאומר, הוא מביא לכל מינה מה הבעיה בביר, את מציעה שם בביר, שהוא יצחח את מנו הוא מגר, ויהי משום שלא תבוא אבל אז לא בוא רוג הוא יודע עכשיו בוא זה איש לא ליפה נכון then הבעיה יסל את תלת המדיקה של וואי לא יודע עכשיו זה הפיסי מה הבעיה בקצת הפיסי בקצת הוא קודם דרך why because dem rocket machen ist es nicht samilge ja jasse katte samilge jasse katte so ich sei da dusch der familia hier ist es katte ja in thema in die heiche kommen wir mal wo wir schach jetzt gekette die Dusche hält die Kette Kette. Adarabe, benutze den Kette der Nase, because before the more says, the more says that we have to resort to the posse, to the posse of the Roshobe, of Tiche Tiche, in order to be advised that an issue is missing again. Without the Zereshobe of Tichetichan in the Israel, we wouldn't know that an issue is, missing again. But the question alone, why even without recall, to the Al-Fuse of the Zereshobe of Tichetichan in the Ephraim, we could learn out, like Al-Khina, Tamon Ulbrio, that the Nisha is Nisha in the Gesser, Umar Ulbrio, the Fiskal, in the Nisha in the Gesser, is Nisha in the Gesser, so Isha, that is Homo, that is more quick in the Nisha. So then, that is Nikon the beer, a redeem, Shetikne the Gesset. Shetikne the Gesset. So Gemara says, no. We couldn't learn out that Kawachina, Amor Odriyo. Because we could say, Malom Odriyo Shechigeitze the Gesset. So maybe that might be the reason as to why it's different. So there Gemara says, on the contrary, that the fact that it's Yetzi to Keser is a special reason as to why it should be Nitzvah to Keser. And here the Gemara says just the opposite logic, that in Sanetia, Yase Kateya, so how the Gemara says the fact that it's Yetzi to Keser some merit. That might be the reason is why Putin gets on the contrary. Since he gets it, so it's a Catania. Some merit, that should be a reason is why it should not be Sanedia. It should be neutral. It should be neutral. Vintena, in Tinehe, come a little more than the Dimush in Nikinkeset, other Abbe, Reyeset in Katina Sanedia, Yishlema, Yishlema, he go for three or like a name or it is in the true or shall be a male holy shifre, who be Kabila Kessin Rod, he came to show Rachel if they saw. Dimush in Kabila Odna Kessin, Abolish in Kabila Shisho, Hakel Baal Yode, Bein Adushin, Bein Agerish, Rosom Shaykh Manit Rachena Kessin Mach. The reason is why that by Omo Vrio you say Malo Vrio Shachayetzi Bikesi, so that's the reason is why it should be Nikin Bikesi, is because there is a logical connection between the Yetzi Bikesi and Nikin Bikesi, because how is the Yetzi Bikesi computed? In a way, if, let's say, she was sold for 6 years for $600 and she worked, so the ordinary day, the father, $600 for 6 years service, and she worked 2 years, so then she can get to the cancer by giving the ordinary back, by the father or she, giving the Odin back $400, and then she can regain her freedom. So in other words, so there is a logical connection. There is a logical connection between the Tzir B'Kesed and the Kiyan B'Kesed. And the Kiyan B'Kesed. In other words, because the whole Yitzir B'Kesed is computed on the basis of the money that the Lord gave to the father for the six-year service. Mashiach is here by Dushan, so there is no union of the Hoy Kesed. It's nothing. The Kiyan Kesed is not based upon any deduction. So in other words, so Dushin is initially connected to Kesef by the bow giving Kesef to the Isha, and Dushin could take effect to Kesef. So then the bow would have to give Kesef to the Isha. Let's say, suppose an Isha could be divorced, if Allah had been, that Isha could be divorced to Kesef, would it consist in the Isha deducting a certain amount of money? No. Then the Baal would have to give Kesef to the Isha. Not that the Isha would have to refund money to the Baal. Some Mele, there is no logical connection between Yitzir and Yitzir. On the contrary, we say in Sanedia, Nasekateria, of Yishan Roma, of Yerecho Ninoch, which is crucial, the Omecho Yishifres, the Kapuachas, the Nod, in King Yishorecho, the Yishan Yishan Kabuach, the Nakeset, of Yishan Kabu, Shisho, Hakul Baal Yodoi, Bein Abdushin Bein Agereshin, was im Scheich und Nifrachim und Kesef machen. Now, when we went over to the Dore, that Zayim and Beis, I think I mentioned the Machlekes between Rashi and Beis, as to the Pshat, Malo Mordrio Shech Yeis and Beis. Rashi says, Shepides Asa Besichshi Shonim, יזכיר שבכסים יהובדו והוא לכסף חושב ועולי בייסו חושב נמו את זה הם פייסס הסיטה ש... פייסס נתי הסיטה ש... so פייסס says הו עדים דיבוסם מינקעת שחייצו בשם שיעיל או נשימה so that time it was printed out that there is a mahlaka between cases and rashi in the pshat of malon and pir shchnit according to cases just the pir in other words just the pir in other words you cannot learn out about amur vio or just as amur vio you think in the desert so you see it also in the desert because amur vio has its own peculiar halakha Zoraya, he says it's on the three aloha, it's easy to get. He shows not easy to get. And he just said, even though I could have said, Malo Mavrio, Shachyeti Bishay, Shachyeti Bishay, So Yitzhi Kesef is only an example of the peculiarity of the unique aloha in the Mavrio. But according to Rashi, it's not because Omar Vrio has its own peculiarity. No, because the whole Yitzhiya B'Kesef is a mean opinion of Yoyin Kesef. So maybe there is a connection. Now, from Thesis here, it's Mashma, the Thesis explaining the more like Rashi, not like Thesis, Dab Zayin, Dab Zayin, I mean Dab Zayin. That dollars on the plate. Here, Thesis operates in the same wonders as Rashi because of the Honda. Now here, Kol Begirishin, the Maigirishin, in respect to the Moritz Kashi, why don't we use the Alfuse that the initial interaction because of this Kash, the Sie Labaye, just as he is Kadesh Bikese, is Kadesh Bikese. So Robbe said, because of what we see in the Garashi, so the more air, the see in the Garashi, 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 on one hand we have a new, and on the other hand we have a new. So how do you know to use the Hekesh that just as she is Miskadeshes Mishtar, so she Miskadeshes Mishtar. And to use the view that the city of Miskadeshes, they aim on Miskadeshes because maybe the other way around, maybe we should learn out from the Kosav, big city of Miskadeshes, being Miskadeshes, big city. In Skadeshes, Bixivin, and then the Hekesh, we should learn how that just as she is Skadeshes, Bixivin, so she is Miskadeshes, Bixivin. So the Torah says, Maro Yitzhak is Tabra, Koye Bileshin, Lemay Bileshin, Koye Bileshin, Lemay Bileshin, if we say this is Miskadeshes, they know Beinim is Gareshes B'Kesef, so then there is a mute in the earth. But if we are mild and we say mitzvah in his garashes, being in his kadeshes mitzvah. So then we are in my Yushin. So it's not to establish that the posse of the Kosav that discusses Gereshin should be my Yushin. It's more establish that it's in my a certain form of Gereshin, not that it's in my Yushin. Koyib Gereshin, my Gereshin. Wenn es vor Rima koi bixide und mai bixide. Die Kashti kom aschna, she bo Rima dapte bixide, die kom al bixin, so chen bino. Die Kosovo, maschne dapte bozeri. Am nasha li tilchi, li beis of ich, la ilo meins again. Why? Because then there is a son in Christ. Because kol yomeone geres li kain tnaze machmosi. אם כן על המים לא אומר דהה וגט שהרי יבי סביו יחילו יוליקוני לבי יישוב עם גבל זה לחם סביו יחושב בסביו כי אמין המדור אם כן יבי סחושן יליכנת מי סלמוך חוטר so she is not bound and restricted for her whole life only the lifetime of the father so then it shouldn't be a chisoni ויש לאימא, even after the father's death, she will still be received. יבי סביו קרויים כל ידי חלות, חלוצוק של אביו. And yet חלוצוק does not mean that the children, great children. Because suppose she has no children, they have no children, I mean, the father has no children, any crazy can be considered, any yosh can be considered. כל תורה שלו זה יעבוד אף שמייס כי יחסיד כי הביתום הושפיע אומונו בי סוביך אף אופי שמי סוביו כמוכן חול ורבי סגרו עם כל הספריס סנאפ תימד בפיר שם גרי שכאמר על רבון ורבי רבי נזרי תצי קונקשן of חוץ שם גרי סישתי דומו לא חוץ לפרעים הרבון ורבי רבי נזרי כל הספריס לפרעי דארשי הם דמון דחת רבון of רבי רבי נזרי עם רבי סגרו So, the Rabbi Sagui, the whole Rabbonon, the whole Rabbi Sagui, Dorash Koras Kisit, and he said, we come out, Lul Masmeru, and we dar Shepirush, Lahut Roshet, Yorosom, in the boiler, we brush it off. Now, I don't want to go over that a bit, because that is, we require some man, so, almost 12 o'clock, so we need here. So, next Sunday, we'll go over the pieces, and then we'll start the sugya of Omar Abune, Chupa Koine Mikawachina. Chupa Koine Mikawachina. Yeah, I should not tell you to do that, but since we are spending so much time on the first Mishnah in the Kroi, so it would be better if you could go over that as a bailey on the Mishnayos, the first Mishnayos, on the Tamtzi Yishalim Poskut. I mean, as a bearing on the Tamtzi Yishalim Poskut, a certain Yerushalmi Mikot. Now, I want to tell you what that Yerushalmi Mikot. The first Mishnah Mikot says, Mashkin Bis Hasholchim Bimuel. Mashkin bis a shochin bimuel. Bis a shochin bimuel. Aber bi aber bi mayo. But not in nature. And chalameyet, you know, you are allowed to do certain loch. And certain loch is not allowed to do a chalameyet. So suppose you have the bis a shochin. Bis a shochin means a sodeh that has to be yielded. That is not sustained by rainwater. But you have to irrigate it. You have to water it. So there is a bisabal and there is a bisashal. Bisabal means a sode that you don't have to irrigate. The rain waters it, usually. That's a bisabal. And bisashal means you cannot rely on the rainwater. You have to irrigate. you have to pour water. I mean, you have to channel water, divert water from the river so that you water the soil. That's called the Dishashana. So the first Mishnah is got the Bingham down, says, Maskin Dishashalchim Bingham. Maskin Dishashalchim Bingham. So in other words, you are allowed to irrigate a Dishashalchim, an irrigated field, I mean a field that has to be irrigated, with water or the mire. But suppose you want to water it with rainwater, in other words, you fill up pails with rainwater and then you water that field. You're not allowed to do it accordingly. You're not allowed to do it accordingly. Why? Because of the Zera Nishun Lake Chile. Chile means a special type of a bay, a reservoir, in which a lot of rainwater was stored. That's the Chile. And to divert water from the Chile involves a lot of tears. And that is also a holiday, because it involves hard labor to divert water from a mile, from a stream. Doesn't involve hard labor, but to divert water from a kiln, that is a reservoir in which rainwater, the shomim was stored, involved a lot of work. So Mele, the Mishnah says on Halameye, so Mitzir HaMeye, and to prevent Hefzeh, you are allowed to do it in Loche that doesn't involve hard labor. But Loche that involves hard labor, you're not allowed to do it, even for the purpose of preventing the Hefzeh. Even for the purpose of preventing it. So then the Gemara Yerushalmi, and that you'll find in Pirk Aleph of Leibkotin, the Yerushalmi, Halacha Aleph, you know, the Yerushalmi is classified into Halacha. So what a discussion of one Mishnah up to the discussion of the next Mishnah is called one of them. Then, the discussion of the second Mishnah is called the second Allah. So, you find that in Pirkei Aleph of Leikotim.